Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Got to give a shout out first and foremost to all the people that have had to wear masks since the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
You are the true heroes of this country.
Yeah, I got a mate who works in emergency up at Lismore Hospital as a nurse. And yeah, they've obviously had to wear the masks since, you know, it all started last year. And yeah, it rubs on your face after a while, causes all sorts of problems.
It makes you sort of a bit paranoid as well, because you just keep breathing and then it goes straight into your eyelids. And it's sort of like you're trying to stop from getting sick. But for me, it makes me feel like you do when you've got the flu, where you just keep breathing in hot air and having the same smell in your sinuses.
Oh, the smell is the worst.
Is this mask, this horrible cheap mask.
Oh, yesterday in the afternoon, it was just horrendous for me because I had a coffee in the morning, and then at lunch I had, I think it was a pork sausage and some rice. So just imagine that all mixed up and having to suck in that aroma for the rest of your day. We need to come up with some sort of Glade air freshener that we can stick inside the mask.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
Guess what I had for lunch?
What's that?
Tuna and salad.
Oh, God. No. We've got a little lolly bowl at the front of our reception here. And I said, and normally, you know, Pam puts like little Snickers and cherry ripes, all that sort of stuff in it. I said to her yesterday, maybe we should start putting Mentos in that.
Chewy mints and stuff.
We need to freshen our breaths, I think.
I'll tell you what, when I finally got to the stage of yesterday afternoon where I finally got home and took off the mask, I felt like I was Andy Dufresne escaping from Shawshank, like in the rain where he's just got his hands. Yeah. That's exactly what I felt like. But I'll tell you what, something else I realised yesterday, something that masks are very much not fun for, but going to the gym usually 3 days a week, went to the gym yesterday afternoon. And I'm like, all right, got to have that mask on, walking in. Everyone else has got the mask on as well. Fantastic. Everyone's doing the right thing. Proceed with the gym movements. I soon found out that trying to do exercises with a mask on, it's not a fun experience.
Any activity with this mask on, even the slightest physical exertion. Our station's here on Gipp Street in Bega, and that it's kind of on a hill. Normally, I can power up that hill no problem. Yesterday, yeah, I thought I was back to like 10-year-old Brad needing the asthma inhaler. I'm like,
yeah. Felt like I had a wet dishcloth over my face the whole time.
Like, you're like being waterboarded at the gym. That's the feeling you've got, the sensation.
That's exactly what it felt like. It felt like someone was just standing on my chest all the time. It's like you always take that big deep breath to sort of, you know, in your diaphragm where you're like, that's the big breath that I needed. I just found it hard to sort of do that. I was like, holy crap, this mask thing is not going to be fun for the next couple of weeks. So much so, like, I've actually got some audio of me at the gym performing some exercise that it sounded a little bit like this, actually.
I can't breathe in this thing.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about the COVID-19 restrictions. Dear. Some people have been doing the wrong thing, breaching the restrictions. And, of course, the police are out to try and enforce these new rules when it comes to mask wearing and for people in the Greater Sydney area adhering to the lockdown. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller, though, yesterday when he was at a press conference, was outlining some of these COVID-19 restriction breaches. And he did sort of shine a light on one particular incident.
Unbelievably, we saw two men sunbathing naked on a beach on the south coast. They were startled by a deer, ran into the National Forest, National Park, and got lost. Not only did they require assistance from SES and police to rescue them, they also both received a ticket for $1,000.
Yeah, they were both going, "Don't." A deer, a female deer. For some reason, they just fled in terror at the sight of a deer.
Yeah, into the deer's heartland.
Yeah. I don't. we're kind of curious about you when it comes to being chased by animals.
It happens.
Has it ever happened to you?
Yeah, anything like this before happened to you? I've got a few stories.
I don't think I really got chased by this animal, and it was more of an insect. I remember as a kid, I had a go-kart. My dad built it for me. I was super excited. I sat down on the go-kart and had a little steering wheel, and on top of it was the world's biggest praying mantis.
Oh, no. Terrifying.
I didn't know what it was. Looked like some sort of alien from outer space, and I went, and just ran in tears to mom. Oh, there's some sort of weird animal sitting on my go-kart. Help me.
And that day, straight after that, you developed like 13 allergies and asthma.
Yeah, that was it. That ended my motor racing career. I could have been the next Daniel Ricciardo, but nah, that was it. All over. Yeah.
I've had a couple of instances where I've been chased by things. Plovers, that was intentionally.
Oh, yeah.
That's my
magpies,
fault.
Plovers. I mean,
I think every Australian.
I think it's part of the citizenship test now.
It's a rite of passage.
They get you to run across a sporting oval and the plovers swoop you, and then you're an Aussie. That's how it works.
Being chased by an emu, that was utterly terrifying.
Oh, wow.
Those things, you just look at them, and they've just got those big beady eyes, and it's just like, oh,
I'd be running as well, because they've got massive flipping claws. Yeah. They can do some serious damage if they catch you.
Shred you in half. And probably the one that stands out the most was a goat. This one was, this is
Michael Jordan, was it? Or
not quite. It's got a story attached to it, this one. So just gather around for a couple of minutes. Basically, at a parent's friend's house with their kids as well, we're going for a bit of a wander around the neighbourhood because we were quite responsible at that age. And all of a sudden, we're walking home, starting to rain. We're like, all right, we can go the long way around. We can cut through this backyard right here. All we got to do is jump the fence, get through this backyard, we're home and hosed.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller makes it look so easy.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Can't be hard.
There was a goat in this backyard who was tied to a rope. We had like a 20-litre container there, but it was supposed to be filled with water to weigh him down so he couldn't go too crazy or whatever.
Sure.
Jumped the fence and soon realised there was no water left in that 20-litre container. This goat's running around, it's kicking, it's making noises. I was absolutely terrified. I managed to make it over the fence. Some of the kids, we never saw them again. After that, and then soon after getting back,
what do you
to
mean
the...
you never saw them again?
You didn't look back. That's it. You save yourself like the three Billy Goats gruff. You lie your ass off to get across there. Got to the back to the house, and eventually the guy turned up, the owner, and we're like, okay, because he knew one.
What have you been spooking my goat for?
He knew one of the kids his house were visiting. He's just like, I just want to let you know, you probably don't want to jump through that, that backyard again. I was like, why? He's almost like, this goat is killed and we'll kill again. He was
like,
really? This goat?
He's got the taste of human flesh now. You don't want to mess with
this
goat.
It's injured a couple of people. And then he
did at least have a sign up on the gate saying, beware, attack goat on premises or something? You know.
And then he went into detail about how the goat pinned him in his bean sack one day.
Oh,
I'm just like, we never ran through that paddock again, needless to say.
I don't blame you. 1-300-92-1250. Have you been chased by an animal? Sharon in Kyanga, when did you get chased by an animal? What happened?
So what happened was, it was 1989.
I remember the day.
Burned into our memory.
And we were walking home from school. Suddenly this dog appeared, and it was the size of a horse, pretty much.
Cujo.
At that point in my life, I was petrified of dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've disappeared. I just started bolting. I just started hooking it. And... of course, the dog was going to chase me because he thought I was playing.
Yeah.
So I reckon I run about 400 metres flat strap, and so I've ended up on the main highway of Namadira Drive.
Oh, wow. Oh, God.
And seriously, I can't believe I did that. My friends were in shock. Streams of traffic, both lanes going up and down, and I've just managed to find a gap and get into the middle of the road.
Started
by that
Frogger.
Stage... Mm. The owner of the dog, he managed to come and get the dog. We still laugh about it today. It's hilarious, but at the time, not hilarious.
No, bad not. Wow. Did the dog even stop before it got to the highway? I'm not that crazy.
Bad.
Like, you're
like,
on your own, kid.
Yeah, the dog wasn't going to come onto the highway.
thanks for chatting with us, Sharon. Appreciate it.
That's okay. See ya.
Bye.
Have a good day. I'd stay away from dog parks after that experience.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't be going anywhere near.
See a Pomeranian
dogs.
And be like,
Cat from Millingandy, when did you get chased by an animal?
It wasn't actually me, it was my daughter Talia.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So she's 14 now, but she was 6 years old at the time. And we were out at a friend's property and we were cutting firewood and whatever. And she went down to the house. And these sheep, they were big sheep, like they looked us in the eye, eye level sort of thing. Anyway. We heard a blood-curdling scream and we've turned around and she was running. She was running for her life with all these six sheep chasing her. Now, these six sheep were in a separate paddock. There was no way they could get out of the paddock. Well, she reckoned that they stood there looking at her and knocked the chain off the fence to get out of it.
Well, how?
So she's come running and she's grabbed hold of her dad's face by his cheeks and she yells, I'm going to die!
Oh, that's outstanding.
Was she wearing a woolen jumper by any chance?
No.
All right.
Like, revenge, finally. We've been waiting.
How badly traumatised was she by the experience, Kat? Like, she never wanted to hear Bar-Bar Black Sheep after that, or curled up in the fetal position when she sees the Rams Home Loans ads on TV, things like that?
she doesn't like sheep very much anymore.
I'll bet. I wonder why.
Oh, that's outstanding. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
No worries. Have a good day.
You too. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
She's not alone by the sounds of it. Cat being chased, or daughter being chased by a sheep. People have been telling us at Power FM Big about our Facebook page about animals attacking.
Yeah, Christy says, we've got ones about emus, but I like this one from Christy that says basically her son was getting chased at the reptile park by a goose.
Oh, goose are savage, man.
Bitten on the shoulder as well. These things, I've seen one, I think at Longstocking Brewery a while ago. It was walking around. It was part of the animal farm thing. That thing was terrifying.
Yeah.
Even around Wollongong at the old university, there was like this duck that had been there for like 30 years and they couldn't get rid of it. It was like a legend around the areas.
Yeah, I remember a school excursion once. A few of the kids got chased by a goose. Oh. And that's why we weren't sad to see Goose die in Top Gun. It was like, you got your comeuppance, Goose.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
There's some serious flip-flopping happening at the moment when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccinations. I mean, our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is flipping around that much. I'm surprised he's not part of our gymnastics team being sent over to Tokyo at the moment. You may have seen in the news, he did appear last night to basically say that the AstraZeneca vaccine, which was first sort of going to be made available to the general public, and then we found out about the very rare blood clotting issue, and they went, all right, it's over 60s only for this one. All right, lawn bowls rules apply when it comes to the AstraZeneca vaccine, probably in your 60s and over for that. And then they sort of said last week, I think it was, oh, look.
Look, you know.
If you're over 50, give it a crack.
Yeah, what worse could happen?
You're tired of waiting around for Pfizer? Yeah, don't wait till you're 60. Get it now if you feel like it. And then last night, he fronted up and said, look, basically it's open to everyone now. We need to get as many people vaccinated as possible, including getting it more, getting more GPs delivering the jab. And he basically outlined an indemnity scheme for GPs to protect them from any future legal action should someone get the AstraZeneca vaccine and then suffer sort of side effects.
We are also providing the indemnity scheme for those general practitioners so they can actively engage with you and you can make the best decision for your health.
It's weird timing though, Hutsy, because, I mean, what's today? June 29?
Ooh.
A lot of end of financial sales happening at the moment. I feel this is ScoMo's AstraZeneca vaccine run out. I'm surprised. Normally, when you see ScoMo at a press conference, he's got like, you know, Peter Dutton behind him or one of his other cabinet ministers just nodding and going, I agree with everything ScoMo's saying. I'm surprised last night when he was saying, everybody get AstraZeneca. All AstraZeneca must go.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it wasn't an inflatable wavy arm there behind him just like,
he's like, you know, a Harvey Norman or something. We're overstocked. Yeah. We want to get rid of it so we don't have to count it.
You should have got the JB Hi-Fi guy to come out like, ScoMo, you've done it again. You know what I mean? It was like, it's end of AstraZeneca jab madness. It looks like if you want to get vaccinated with the AstraZeneca, it doesn't matter what your age is. You can talk to your always talk to your GP.
Of course.
No matter what vaccine you're going to get ahead of time, because you might already have, you know, some underlying health issues that could affect you when you get the jab. The other thing he said was that maybe pharmacists will start aiding it as well. So if your local GPs, obviously they're going to be flat out giving the jabs out. Yeah. So they're like, well, it could be something we see rolled out in pharmacies very soon.
Yeah, they do the flu shot. Why not the AstraZeneca jab or the Pfizer jab?
Yeah. Obviously, they're trying to get these AstraZeneca ones out as quickly as they can. And I've already seen an early preview of one of the commercials that they've got when it comes to the AstraZeneca vaccine being rolled out in pharmacies. Have a listen.
When it comes to the health and well-being of your family, choose Australia's number one
AstraZeneca.
We come into contact with germs every day. Help stop them from spreading with
AstraZeneca vaccine.
Live, look, feel well at Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, I should get the job done, I reckon.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.